and welcome to round 8 of the Centre Pass Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft, brought to you by Netball Draft Central. My name is Jared Gardner, and I'm joined by Taylor Mulkey and Sophie Taylor. If you haven't listened to any of these episodes so far, we are doing a fantasy draft of netball players, from the Suncorp Super Netball competition, but from around the world. And we have picked our starting sevens, so do go listen to all the previous episodes to hear who we picked. We are moving on to the bench spots now, and it's going to work a little bit differently to the starting sevens. It's a bit of a free-for-all. We're not going to be limited to which position we're going to take with which pick. We have kind of made it a rule that we have to take at least one bench player from each third. So you can't stack up your defensive units if you want, or stack up the attacking, whatever. Do have to pick at least one from every third. But other than that, you can pick any position at any time. Sophie, you've got the first pick for this one. Who are you going to take?
Yeah, it's a bit of a free-for-all now, and that is what really influenced my decision here, because I've spoken a lot before about I have a really versatile midcourt and fairly versatile defensive unit so far, and I think I need to really bolster my defensive unit again with a really consistent goalkeeper. So I'm going to take my second pick from my goalkeeper's position before, which is Courtney Bruce. I think obviously Rore and Berger are both viable options to slot back into goalkeeper, but they're both not consistent players there, and that's my only question there. Obviously, this isn't a real game, this isn't a real team, but if Mannix goes down, I have no one to slot into goalkeeper, and I want someone who's just as powerful and just as dominant to be in there. So I'm going for Courtney Bruce. Again, I've said before, she's a very dominant and explosive player, and Mannix is very, very consistent, but that's not always the most exciting kind of... She has a very high work rate and she's very hard working, but she doesn't always produce those exciting moments that can really spur her team into action. So I'm going with Bruce to really bolster that unit, and I hope this doesn't ruin me later because I know I don't have a first pick again until our final episode. So I really had to make that call now.
Yeah, it's fair enough, and a very good pick in Courtney Bruce. I've got the second pick now, and I'm kind of looking over my squad and I am not really sure what area I really want to strengthen right now. I'm really happy with the seven that I've got out on court, so I'm kind of just going best available, and that might be arguable with who I pick, but I'm going to take Jo Hartman.
Okay, that's a good one.
She's one that I've got Janelle Fowler in goal shooter and Helen Housby in goal attack, but I think that Harton is one that if either of those players happen to go down, she can just slot into either spot. And obviously the connection with Helen Housby is well known with the Roses, and they've done such a great job in that squad for a long time. So if it is Janelle Fowler that needs to come off, and Harton can slot in there. But I think if Housby would need to come off, Harton can slot in there and play and do an amazing job at goal attack. So I'm pretty happy that I'm able to pick her on my bench. Taylor, you've got the third pick now. Who are you taking?
So I'm thinking I'm going to take good old Jo Weston. I was so upset when Sophie stole Karen Berger from me. So I was like, who is someone of the same ilk that can play that wing defense, goal defense position perfectly? And who is someone that Sophie really likes? So Jo Weston was the perfect option. Not to mention she is an absolute jet the way she goes about everything on court. She has that connection, if I'm not wrong, with Jeeva Mentor from when they played together at the Melbourne Vixens. So we're going back a while here, but that was my other thought, that, for example, if Carla Pretorius went down, someone like Jo Weston can easily stand in and more than, you know, she can do more than just fill her role. She can completely change the course of a game with that with her 3 foot marking and all of that. She just has so much energy out on court. So that's my pick.
Yeah, a very good pick, and goes into your defensive unit of Jeeva Mentor and Carla Pretorius. So it's pretty scary if Weston's the one coming off the bench. If you think you've tired out Carla Pretorius and then Jo Weston steps up, I'd be pretty mad at goal attack. We probably won't go into who we were looking at our picks in this one, just because it is a bit of a free-for-all, and we have our own little secrets, I reckon, that we're holding up our sleeves for later on in the draft. But maybe what I will ask is, Sophie, were Joe Harton or Joe Weston anywhere near the top of your list, or players you were looking to pick in the next couple of rounds?
So both were up there, but they weren't necessarily requirements. Obviously, now I'm looking more tactical than necessarily the players that I want to choose. And obviously, I love Jo Weston. I think she's a fantastic player, but she's definitely, I've already got two really versatile goal defense wing defenders. She's definitely not what I need. Jo Harton, if anything, I probably needed her more than Jo Weston. But again, she kind of lacked a little bit of consistency this year. And she, again, she's a really, really formidable player, but once you get in her head, she kind of loses that almost a little bit. So I'm kind of thinking a little bit more tactically now rather than who I would like. And both of them were definitely on my radar, but not, yeah, once I realized that I had the first pick after selecting Mannix in the last one, I knew that it had to be Bruce for that, yeah.
Yeah, it's fair enough. And Taylor, you obviously went with Joe Weston. Was Courtney Bruce one that you were looking at for your first pick on the bench, or were you always looking at that goal defence, wing defence flexibility?
Yeah, I was never really contemplating Courtney Bruce. I don't know. I think to a certain extent, I kind of put it to the back of my mind because I was thinking more about versatility. And while we have touched on the fact that she can play that goal defence role and can be quite explosive, I was also looking at their connections throughout the court, throughout the court, and who she could potentially match up well with or have any prior connections with, and she didn't necessarily come to mind. However, as soon as you said Jo Harton, I was like, oh, actually, she could have been a really good option for my team as well. So it's amazing sometimes when we have these conversations, you just forget about certain players, and then as soon as someone else brings them up, you're like, oh my goodness, they could have fitted so well into my team. They could have brought this and this and this. And I think that's half the struggle, is sometimes there's just too many good players that it's hard to narrow in on just one particular player.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit of an embarrassment of riches. We look at, there's just so many great players in this draft, and still so many players left on the board for us to take. So you do forget about one or two every now and then. Yeah, I was pretty set on going attack with my first pick, and Jo Harton was the one that I really wanted. It's a bit hard because, like, I look at all three of our squads so far, and there's obviously no weaknesses in any of our teams because we're getting the best of the best. So I'm not really, maybe to my detriment, but I'm not really thinking super tactically. I'm just trying to pick the absolute best squad I can get out on the court and just see how that works. So those are our first picks for our bench in the Centre Pass Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft. Do go let us know what you think of our picks on Twitter. Follow us at Centre Pass Pod and let us know what you think of our teams as a whole and our bench picks, or maybe even give us a few suggestions of who you might like to see us pick later on in the draft. And do go to netball.draftcentral.com.au for all your world netball news and reviews, and we'll speak to you in a couple of days.